Yes, exactly.
Blog Talk Radio.
They watching everything. It's like these niggas is real Riri's. What up, Fire? Hulk Strong, I see you. I see Brooklyn and Cali in the building. Like, is these niggas really that slow, son? It was something I was watching, right? I'm going to show another video. Y'all just hold on. But if y'all want to call in, too, the number is 319-527-6193. It was something that I seen on Instagram. Hold on. Hold the fuck up. No. It was this shit. This is how stupid it is. I was watching the first 48, like, a few days ago, last week. And it's this dude who took an Uber to go kill somebody. He took an Uber to go kill somebody. The Uber driver left after he shot and killed three people in the house, right? Somebody seen him. He went through the woods and senator. He went through the back routes, through the swamp and shit like that. Long story short, he called another Uber to go straight to his father's house. You see how retarded, motherfucker? That's just stupid. Hold on, man. Hold on. Y'all, can y'all hold on 1 second? I got to take this important phone call. I apologize. Yo, I'm live right now. How's she doing? So you gave her the medicine? All right. All right, good. So just keep me posted on how Mahogany's doing, all right? You said what? Nah, I didn't even look at my phone. I'm live right now, and everybody can hear. So let me call you when I get off. All right. Sorry about that, because my daughter, she had a little fever. She had a little fever, so I had to send some bread so she gets some medicine, and now she's feeling good. So shout out to my baby girl, Mahogany. I'm glad she's feeling better now. You know, because she went to the hospital when I was telling y'all in the hospital. So my baby is doing good. So my daughter comes before any of you motherfuckers in here. You know what I mean? So much love. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and being patient. So let's continue. So let me show y'all something. Hold on. Let me take this off. Let's get to the same shit we heard before, but I love this. I love to hear it again because this is not only for y'all. This is not only for me. This is for the young niggas who look up to these dudes. Not saying they're not good people. Not saying they're not good hearted. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying these kids need to just look, learn, and observe, goddammit. And learn from the stupid mistakes of these motherfucking rappers, because these niggas is doing some dumb shit. You do the crime, you do the time, but if you know the feds is watching any and everything that you do, is being monitored, especially your phone calls. They are looking through your mail. Don't think they're not looking through your mail, nigga. But on the flip side of things, that's allegedly. They are trying to frame him so he can talk because they really don't have nothing on Young Thug. But in hindsight, they are saying that he was denied bail as well because he could potentially threaten the witnesses. Now, there is witnesses in what you want to hear in here. So let me just, I want to play this. When you're in it, you don't realize it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's hear it. Do y'all want to hear this? Press one if y'all want to hear it. All right? But I'm playing it anyway. Let's go.
Yes, Judge. The next one is going to be Act 60 for the indictment, which is on 325.
And I'm playing it because this is really important, even though we done seen this shit already. It's just important to play it again.
It talks about YSL shit, killing 12 shit, 12 being a euphemism for police officers, fuck a jail shit, I'm a VIP and got a pistol on my hip. Again, and you know, I took what Mr. Lau said, and I don't disagree with him. if we have someone singing these kind of lyrics and isn't living this lifestyle before they sing about it, I don't think that's a crime. That's not the case here. We're basically singing lyrics about what they're doing. The fact that Mr. Wiles isn't aware of what his business partner is doing is the other issue. In that song, it goes, again, fuck the police, fuck the judge, mob life.
Right now.
On 9-24-17, Act 68, I believe 69, 70, 71, and 72, Your Honor. This is a act out of the Brookhaven Police Department that Mr. Steele spoke of, where Mr. Kitchens and Mr. Williams were stopped in a car based on a traffic violation, and a stolen weapon was found in the vehicle, and methamphetamine with intent to distribute, hydrocodone with intent to distribute, marijuana with intent to distribute, and a criminal street gang charge arose from that. And the interesting thing on that is when the officer asked Mr. Williams his name, the response from Mr. Williams was, I'm a superstar, can't take me to jail. The officer did. I think Mr. Williams discovered there that that didn't work. Your Honor, on Act 73, on 12-30-17, Mr. Williams appeared in a video. It was called Original Slime Shit, with lyrics, Murder Gang Shit, YSL, Till You're Dead and Pale. Act 74 is a music video on 4-12-18, where Mr. Williams states or sings, I never killed anybody, but I got something to do with that box. That would be our position, is that as the leader of this criminal street gang, Mr. Williams probably has never killed anybody. I don't know that to be true or not, but he probably has others do it for him, as we understand the evidence, Judge.
When was that Act 74 music video?
Which one, Judge? I'm sorry.
Act 74, you said.
Act 74 was 4-12-18, Judge.
Okay.
And again, the way, as we addressed it in our evidence, Judge, we essentially addressed that as a confession by a party opponent. In Act 75, Judge, which is another traffic event in DeKalb County, it's on 5-18-18. In prior songs, the defendant sings.
Again, I know y'all heard it. He said they are taking that as a confession. That is a confession. And again, for those who don't know, I'm pretty sure some of y'all do already know that New York State, Jay-Z and, I forgot. It was somebody else. Anyways, Fat Joe? It was somebody else. Basically fought for your lyrics to not be used against you in the court of law on the trial that could basically use that against you to give you more time. That's New York State. That's Atlanta. So he said, I didn't kill you, paraphrasing, but I had something to do with the killing. The same killing that he was talking about. So he's taking that as a confession. So and the witnesses that's already participating, I hope not. But when you do stupid shit like that and put things in your raps that is a digital fingerprint, you're done.
That he travels with snipers. He travels with a dangerous gang. You can't mess with his people.
Facts.
This was a traffic stop. Two vehicles driving, speeding down the road. Officer tried to stop them for speeding. Mr. Williams was driving the lead car in a Porsche. I do not believe any weapons or any drugs were found in that car. Mr. Williams indicated to the officer that the people behind him worked for him. The people behind him stated that they worked for Mr. Williams. In that car were four individuals, some prior felons, and they were armed to the teeth to include a fully loaded 30-round mag with an AK-47. I do not believe Mr. Williams got any charge other than a traffic ticket at that time. Again, no weapons were found on him and no drugs were found on him. Your Honor, on Act 78 from 115-19, it's a video called Bad Boy. Now, understand at a point, Mr. Williams got into a beef, if you will, with another rapper by the name of Rayshon Bennett, also known as YFN Lucci. At some point, Lucci's mother was shot at, and the song comes out with Bad Boy that says, let's see, you better watch the way you breathe around me, for that breath be your last, boy. Smith & Wesson 45 put a hole in his heart, better not play with me. Killers stay with me. I shot at his mommy, now he no longer mentioned me. We believe that Mr. Williams doesn't sing about random theoretical acts. He sings about gang acts that he's a part of or his gang participates in. Following that, Your Honor, in the same year, Act 96 on 8-8-19, Mr. Williams posted on Instagram a post, if you will. It said, YFN, if ain't like what you do for your mother and your kids, I would have killed you. And that was tagging YFN Lucci. Now, I'll go back and I'll get to that later. But this year, a YSL member attempted to kill Mr. Rayshon Bennett, a.k.a. YFN Lucci, at the Fulton County Jail. That's on video as well. And we can tie that to the gang, and I'll get to that later.
All of that evidence, they are bringing this information to Gunna. But this is what Gunna doing. Hold on, I'm going to bring it right back. Hold on, Soldier Dem. Now, this is Gunna. This don't even look like him, son. That nigga need that powder. That nigga need that power pack right now. If I was him, I'll be stressed out as well, too. So let's not, you know, especially, and we know that this guy was nothing a part of it. He was just an artist, da 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 da. You know, anything, you know, he was doing was just following suit, and shit like that. But, son, look, is stressed right now. Rightfully so. But you doing dumb shit. Now, here's the thing. All of that evidence, the shit that Young Thug was confessing to on record, man, on record. This nigga did a confession, a whole confession on a song, fam. And adding YFN Lucci, saying if it wasn't for your moms and kids, that been killed your boy. And motherfuckers try to shoot at his moms and he put in a rhyme. These are evidence. They're going to be like, well, listen, Sergio, you see all this evidence we have against you. So you meaning to tell me you want to go down for these guys and you have nothing to do with it? See, listen, you got a family. I spoke to your mom, spoke to your dad, spoke to your family. You seem like a good guy. Seem like you just at the wrong place at the wrong time. I know he's trying to be successful. Yada, yada, yada. You know all the shit they're going to be spilling to him. Listen, slide them a piece of paper like they did the nigga from Dead Presidents, the crazy motherfucker, Cleon. So, Joaquin Woodbine at the table anyway, for those who know that iconic movie. But they're going to slide them that paper. They're going to hand them that pen. It's really up to him what he going to do. What you going to do, family? That's a new photo. All of them niggas is gone. That's why niggas is talking. And he's considered one of the top niggas in YSL. So he's going to get time, even though he's not even tied. He's not involved in anything. You just are an associate. What y'all think he going to do? We're going to get back to this shit, though. It's crazy, son. You stupid. You say he took that weave out. That's why I'm like, where all the hair? I thought the nigga had dreads. and everything. Then the nigga had dressed or something. He had curly hair. He had curly twists. What? That nigga, you know, like, listen, you know how, you know, probably your girls and all that, they be having that motherfucking wig on. She looking all nice and straight and curly, and she just pull that shit off like a stocking cap. And you see that bush up under there, them cornrows, them, you know what I mean? You need, nigga, you look like that, nigga, just come on from her pulling off the wig. Listen, man, I just hope everything works out, but, yeah, that was a weave, nigga. That's crazy, son. But anywho, let's continue. Please, everybody, 179 people, please hit that like for the algorithms. Let's continue. People saying that's not gonna, but hold on, that's gonna, son. You know what? I'm gonna do a side. I'm gonna play the video and put a side by side picture right now, nigga. That's Una, nigga. That's we gotta give him a name. Yeah, give this. Listen. Y'all niggas give this nigga right here you see on the picture, give this nigga a name, all right? But let's continue, goddammit. Y'all crazy.
Your Honor, on Act 97 from 9/16/19, Mr. Williams posted a video called Just How It Is. There were lyrics in that one as well.
What number is that, sir?
97, I'm sorry. And it said... Last N-word tried me, almost got popped at Lennox. Asked the cops, asked the detectives. They know all the business. Asked the cops and detective all the jurisdictions. Gave the lawyer close to $2 million. He handles all the killings. Mob business. We know to kill the biggest cats of all of the kittens. Also, it should be noted that it's alleged that Mr. Donovan Thomas was the head of the Inglewood family criminal street gang at the time. And irrespective of his position that he might have had in a gang or not in a gang, Mr. Thomas didn't deserve to get gunned down on the road in Atlanta. Position or Act 102 judge from 3/12/20. Mr. Jeffrey Williams is in a conversation with Mr. Huey, also a defendant in this indictment. Now, let me set this up, Judge. You heard part of this last time, that there was a theft of a car by someone in the gang, Mr. Huey, and it belonged to the manager of Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams was upset to find out that it was, and he basically texted his folks to say, give it back.
No.
Now, in that, he responds to Mr. Huey, says, if he don't take it back, he going to die. Followed that, Mr. Huey basically was begging for his life in the conversation. It's very clear that he believed that statement by Mr. Williams.
This is Webflow. Meet the design tool from the future, the most powerful visual code.
In Act 127, Your Honor, from 2/4/21, Mr. Williams is in a conversation with other defendants listed on the indictment, where he stated, YSL rule the world, kid. $24 million on an N-word's head. Y'all just start bringing me the money. Man, y'all stop playing with me. That was in reference to gang activity and basically our evidence that he is in charge and all the money goes to and flows through Mr. Williams. On Act 130 from 4/16/20.
Hold up. Here's the picture, y'all. Come, son. It's not funny, but there's no way. I mean, it looks like him, but family? Fam. This picture, Monique, when she was, looking good, she lost all that weight. And then to her on Precious, like how she looked. You know what I'm saying? Or Samuel L. Jackson looking good in the movie, Pause, but looking like that dude You know that meme that they use with his eyes open, he outside. Friends, fam. Okay. Look at this shit, man. Hold up, man. I tried to do the contrast and brand it up, son. That's him, son. That nigga is not eating, son. He's not going to chow. He's not going to the mess hall. Because when you slim down, you know what I mean? He had dreads. What, niggas done cut your shit off in there? Fam, that's him. Son, I got to get another picture without the glasses, son. That's him, son. That shit was met. Pause for the pauses. Y'all know I love pussy. Okay? Remember that shit. Or, you know what I mean? Glossy chat. You know what? I got to chill out. But, son, that cannot be him, family. Look at this nigga, son. Nigga, this is Bel-Air. This is Skid Row right here. Hopefully. This is fucking Buckhead. This is Simpson Road, nigga. This is the West End Mall. This is Metropolitan Avenue, nigga. For those in Atlanta that knows, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Damn, bro. Son, that's crazy, son. That nigga, I don't know what's up with that commissary, but he better get those fucking cookies. The peanut butter, you better get some fucking, you know what I mean? Nigga, start eating, son. Fuck smuggling, drug smuggling, a chicken sandwich, fam. Yeah, where's Chloe? Chloe, she all right, man. Where's Chloe, fam? Look, I just say this, man. He's in a real fucked up situation right now, and I was just bullshitting, make a little fun or whatever. But I take all that shit back because this nigga really ain't got shit to do with what's going on in YSL, man. He ain't got shit to do with that. If that's him. And it looks like him. The nose is the same. The structure of the lips the same. Oh, you have to understand something. People, when they lose weight and they stress, they tend to not look like their healthy self once before. It happens. I'm pretty sure y'all know. So this is him, family. Only thing I can say is God bless him. Because he's in a real situation where he want to be a real nigga. A real ten toes down stand up nigga, or be a nigga that's gonna, talk his way out of this situation because he's facing time. He's facing some shit he really got nothing to do with. So this dude is, I will be stressed the fuck out too. So, anybody can say anything at the moment, but we all on the outside looking in. We are not in this man's shoes right now. So on a serious note, this man going through a lot. This nigga is he's on a, he's on the verge of what the fuck he's gonna do. He really thinking about his career, because if he turn out to be what we call the snitch, the whole industry, he's almost finished. His career might dwindle if he's good on taking care of his business. Like if his business is straight, far as publishing and royalties is concerned, he's still gonna be able to get money, depending on people gonna want to hear his music. But knowing how things are, he's probably still gonna be sustained, and the money that he have, he could go into business, or who knows what his mindset and his family business mindset is, because before he turned himself in, he had to make sure his business was straight. Remember that? He had to cross his T's and dot his I's. So, but he's on a, between a rock and a hard place, man. So on a serious note, man, all of them, But yeah, man, it's a real serious situation, man. So let me ask a question. Let me pin this question to y'all. What would y'all do? That nigga Mega said, fuck that nigga. Sorry nigga, I'm trying to come home, nigga. Oh man. Yeah, so at the end of the day, we gonna get into the Young Dolph thing too. But I still like to play the rest of this. It's almost over too. Let me put the number in real quick. Let me put the number in. Oh, the phone. Oh, somebody's. Well, make it quick, my G. I already know who this is. Thank you for calling. 567 area code. What's poppin', baby?
I ain't gonna talk too long, bro. First off, I want to say, I seen you live with Shitty Cuz, and I'm glad they found him guilty. So I just wanted to get that up out the way.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
I seen you live on Shitty Cuz, and he was found guilty.
Oh yeah.
So I'm happy about that. Got some justice. But as far as this Gunner dude, I feel bad, man, because. I mean, I didn't know he was that damn skinny.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't. He was chubby. I remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I feel bad because he stressed out. He stressed out. He ain't eating. He ain't eating in there. He can't eat. He can't eat. He messed up.
Yeah.
Jail to do that to you. I know a lot of people that came out of jail and lost a lot of weight. You would think they got sick or something.
Yeah, it depends on that your living conditions, you know. Some people swole up, but as we, like I was saying, that man is under a lot of fucking stress at the moment. A lot of stress. And I understand. And we all should understand. You know what I mean? I know we was joking about the picture and all that. That was just to get that out the system. But in all reality, man, that man is going through it and hope for the best, man. But go ahead.
I'm going to try. Yeah, because I know he ain't guilty, man. He ain't guilty, bro. It's just that music, man, like with them labels, man, that's how they get you, though. They want you to rap like that, and then when some stuff pop off, you go down, you know what I'm saying? You go down for them, and that's just how they do our young black man. That's why I be saying, like, that kind of music ain't. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened to the artist like Paris? You remember Paris, the rapper Paris?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, man. You know, rappers like that, man. Lupe Fiasco, the positive rappers, man. People got to stop with the negativity, man, because it really ain't going to do nothing but get you locked up anyway. That, you know what I'm saying? That's what they want you to do, bro. They want you to rap like that. They want you to make it seem like they wanted to make it seem like you're a criminal anyway.
Right.
So that's how the labels do people. And I hope a lot of people wake up from that, man. I hope a lot of people stop doing that kind of music because that's where it's going to get you. And when you get up in court, you're guilty already because of your music.
That's right. Absolutely, man. All right. Well,
that's
hey.
It, bro.
Hey, man, I definitely appreciate your call, King.
For sure, man. Keep doing your thing, bro.
You already. Peace.
Well.
And thank him for calling, too, because, you know, he be breaking the ice a lot of the time. So I appreciate him calling. You know what I'm saying? We got Brooklyn to Cali on the line. What's goody?
What's goody, Mike?
Hey, shit. Talk to me, man.
Man. First and foremost, I'm going to say I feel bad to see that man like that locked up. But you already know, man, guilty by association, man. If you hanging with them niggas, you in it. Them niggas ain't in that RICO for nothing. They probably been looking at them niggas for years. And I ain't saying Gunna been in it since the beginning, but it don't matter. When he pop up, he pop up. Them YSL niggas and them Inglewood family niggas been funking for, them niggas don't get along. That's
right.
The whole shit with Lucci and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't get along, man. That shit real shit. Them niggas down there motherfucking causing havoc and creating motherfucking problems. And the only way to get them off the street is to chop the head off. And then, I mean, we've seen it. We've seen that kind of shit happen with BMF.
Right.
We've seen shit like that, man. What's the problem with these niggas? I'm going to tell you straight up. Number one, these niggas think they untouchable because they got some money. Number two, they put everything on the fucking internet or in a movie or in the music, I mean. That's dumb nigga shit. We've been hearing gangster reality rap niggas since forever, and we ain't never heard nobody get the RICO over their lyrics until these niggas of recent, because these niggas want to talk about and tell the shit that they actually doing.
And don't even
understand the problem.
And I know some of these niggas be trying to, I will hope that a lot of these OGs, the certain niggas that's around, that be trying to tell them how to move. But when you young and dumb and you got a lot of money, niggas can't tell you shit. And niggas got to keep up with this persona of this real nigga shit. You know what I mean? And some niggas get themselves caught up. So they made their own bed. Young Thug, you made your own bed, bro. And you really wasn't paying attention. It's me too. And it's just fucked up that y'all niggas just moving reckless like that.
But that's niggas' ego and niggas being full of themselves. Like, I'm going to say this shit one more time. If you hang with them, you with them. Guilty by association, nigga. We out here in these streets. I remember what it was, my nigga. B's up, nigga. We out here in these streets doing our 1-2 and shit. And it don't even matter if you got put on or if you got quoted on, nigga. When you hang with them niggas, the enemy ain't coming by asking you questions.
They rounding your ass up, too.
Exactly. I mean, we hate to see it because these young black men is probably supporting a lot of people, giving a lot of people jobs, and they taking care of their families. But whatever is in the dark always comes to the light, man. Motherfuckers got to start using their brains for more than stupidity. Stop putting your business in this fucking music. Y'all already know these motherfucking jacks is listening to that shit. They got hip-hop police, my nigga. The fuck is wrong with you niggas?
Yep.
Y'all niggas ain't learned nothing. Them jacks, man. Them shades is looking for you. And if y'all don't know what that means, them shade whiteys and them cracker jacks, my nigga. They looking for you. You get that motherfucking paper, they will try to make a motherfucking example out of you. Steal, you ever heard the term steal nigga? Shit. No matter how much money you got, no matter what kind of life you living, they will try to humble you and show you that you steal nigga.
That's right.
And that's all I got to say, man. You know what I'm saying?
You already know, man. Brooklyn the motherfucker Cali, family.
Brooklyn to Cali, my G. One love.
One. All right, so we're going to continue with this. Everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like button. Please hit the like button. Yes, Wasted Talent, man. He's in between the rock and the hard place. Press one. See, I want to pose this question. That's why I want y'all to call in as well. I want to pose a question. What would you do if you... See, I would ask that question, but some of y'all will say, I'm going to take the fall. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just go ride it through. I'm going to ride it like a G. Just because everybody's listening for your answer. But what would you really do? Just answer to yourself. You don't even have to type because you... a lot of you niggas going to be like, yo, CEO! It's not funny. It's not saying it's that. You know what I mean? Yo, CEO, yo, tell him I gotta talk to the man. You know what I mean? So, or you know, whatever the case may be, man. But just answer that to yourself. But press one if you think he's going to talk. Press two if you don't think he's going to talk. And press three if he should talk. Hey, Brimlow Music said, nigga, I'm telling, nigga, I'm. That nigga said, look, press record. I'm going to hit this high note, okay? I'm going to hit that Mariah Carey real quick. Matter of fact, now I'm going to hit that Patti LaBelle shit. I'm going to hit that. I'm going to hit that high note right now. You ready? Okay, we got tools. We got some tools. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, but did y'all answer the question to yourself? What would you do? I know y'all like, nigga. Nigga, I'm a yell, nigga. Okay, anyway, if anybody want to call in. I'm going to play the rest of this, then we're going to get into some Young Dolph shit, all right? But anyway, please make sure y'all hit that like.
One judge, there's a social media post titled Slatty, S-L-A-T-T-Y, lyrics stating, I killed this man in front of his mama, I guess sister and his cousin. I shoot out, kill him, not leave a trace. It says, you think you a gangster? You got a pistol, look at my trigger. My trigger start itching. YSL, we going overboard. And again, YSL is a direct reference to Young Slime Life, the Purple Street Gang. Act 131 on 4/16 of 21, there's a video released called Ski, S-K-I, with lyrics stating, I fuck with slats, slacks being basic slang lights forever. We come to eat rats. I came with some piranhas. I tote an FN, a reference to a handgun. And in that one, which is interesting, Judge, which you'll hear in the evidence of this case, is this is a hybrid gang. This gang isn't pure bloods. There are rolling 60s in it, Crips. There are 30 deep. It is a combination of many different gangs to form this gang. In Act 132 from 5/13/21, Judge, a conversation where Williams asks the others in the conversation, y'all ain't beat him up or shot him yet. Y'all N-word getting soft. And I believe that's directing the activity of the gang to stand up for the reputation of the gang and not be disrespected. Your Honor, Act 139, I'll miss 139, Judge.
Is your agency using WordPress to build websites? That's like carving a chicken with a handsaw.
In Acts 150, Mr. Hewitt, which I spoke of earlier, had gotten out of jail. He had communicated with Mr. Williams, basically stating, and this is Mr. Huey, you know I'm ready to handle the business and go sit down if I got to about any one of y'all on my mama. Sit down is a reference by the gang, is I'm willing to go to prison for you, I'm willing to do time for you. On in Act 155 from 12/31/2021.
What date is that? I'm sorry, one more time.
I apologize, Judge.
What date and
12/31/21, Judge.
And that's predicate act, right?
It's an overt act, Judge. There was a photo released by Mr. Williams with him wearing a YSL pendant with basically with taking his finger under his nose like this, Judge, which is a gang sign from YSL. That's one of their signs. When we watch the videos, you'll see that a lot, Judge. Judge, in Act 156 from 1/16/22, defendant released a video, and why we think this is important, Judge, is because the gang signs, mostly done by Mr. Williams, are YSL gang signs, Young Slime Life. They may argue that it's Young Stoner Life, but in this video, Mr. Williams flashed a Bloods sign. Not a YSL sign, a Bloods gang sign. He's also got a photograph where he's got a red B right about here on his chest, Judge, which is a common Bloods tattoo. On 3/9.
Thank you, Carolyn.
In Act 170,
the number was on the screen, Sub Nation.
For a photograph with the caption, Slap Business YSL 4L for Life. Judge, we have proffers that from gang members, and some on the indictment, some not, that Mr. Williams is the leader of the gang. He directs the gang activity. This gang, as you can see through the indictment, there are numerous murders, there are numerous armed robberies, there are numerous attempted murders, shootings. Just like, again, I spoke about the Gottis, about the criminal gang, mafia families out of New York. The bosses themselves never got their hands dirty. The position here is, Judge, is Mr. Williams directs and has directed all of these individuals, Judge, and he recruits people continuously, Judge. We have a proffer, Judge, even from the mother of one of the defendants in this indictment who told us that Mr. Williams does the community events in order to recruit more people, that her son was recruited by money, shoes, clothes, because they didn't have anything. And now her son's, by her statement, is in jail for the rest of his life. And that's one of the, that's the mother from one of the defendants on this case. Judge, Mr. Williams,
it's
essentially
old.
Is YSL. Everybody else is a follower. There are leaders. We said Mr. Kitchens, Mr. Greer, they are also leaders. But the leader, the top dog, the dangerous, the most dangerous man here is Jeffrey Williams.
Wait. Hold on. Didn't he say in Kitchens? That's Sergio, right? Hold on. Sergio Kitchens. I just want to make sure because, oh, my God. So, hold on, man. He just said it. And that went over my head the last time. Let me bring it back.
Everybody else is a follower. There are leaders. We said Mr. Kitchens, Mr. Greer, they are also leaders. But the leader.
Mr. Kitchens, Mr. Greer. So Sergio Gunner, a.k.a. Gunner, is one of the leaders. Do you see what I'm saying? And you trying, allegedly, you trying to smuggle in cocaine and bud? That's definitely fucking up your reputation as well. If that's true, because they could be trying to frame him. But Young Thug, again, like I always say, I hope the best. But this shit ain't looking good. I'll bring it back one more time because this is almost over anyway. These niggas is finished, huh?
Essentially is YSL. Everybody else is a follower. There are leaders. We said Mr. Kitchens, Mr. Greer, they are also leaders. But the leader, the top dog, the dangerous, the most dangerous man here is Jeffrey Williams. Because he doesn't have to get his hands dirty. He has others to do his business. Judge, in an analogy, you found the others dangerous.
Hold on for one second, family. I got you.
Felonies. And I would say,
area code 617, just hold up.
Them, you found them dangerous. This is the most of them. This is the one that you see the shadow in the back of the room. He's the one directing traffic. He is the one they're all afraid of. He's the one that's King Slime. He's pulling the shots. He is the most dangerous of the 28, Judge. And I implore you not to grant him a bond. He is dangerous. The setup they've given to you is actually going to be less controlled, not more. If he gets a burner, Judge, and the court may know this, a lot of the communications that Mr. Williams is on FaceTime. Because it's not traceable. It's not trackable. And we know that to be their MO. He gets a burner. He gets in there. He runs his gang from inside. And he won't get that. And no one's going to throw this cell. I know what the investigator said. With all due respect, that's not the jail. That's their job. It's not the job of 24 officers being paid by Mr. Williams. That's not their job. The job is the sheriff of Fulton County or any other sheriff where our sheriff decides to put Mr. Williams. That's their job. He is dangerous. And I normally don't do this.
This bitch, they complaining, bro.
Respectfully, Judge, I believe if you give him a bond, we're going to have more witnesses in danger. We're going to be missing. I believe he's that dangerous, Judge.
All right. You hung up. So area code 617. Hung up. So if you want to call back in, call back in, man. But yeah, this is unbelievably ridiculous, man. Listen. Now, before we get into this, hold on, make sure I got this correct. All right. So I have, what's the name? Young Dolph's autopsy report. Just give me a second. I just want to just say this real quick. I would love to hear what y'all have to say. It's over. Kids, make sure you look at this. I'm going to always repeat the same fucking thing. God leaves. God gives you examples for you to learn from. He gives you examples so you don't have to be that example. There's a lot of rappers from back in the days that's even still alive to this day. They never incriminate themselves by putting certain things in their fucking lyrics. That is a digital footprint. That is a digital fingerprint. It is a digital trail. They will keep that for their archives. Keep it as a profile to lock your ass up, nigga. These niggas is not getting it. These young niggas don't want to listen. We ain't want to listen when we was young. But at the end of the day, we will not put ourselves out there and incriminate ourselves on our fucking lyrics. Nigga, these niggas is, yo, it's over for them. I really wish the best, but it's fucking over. Let me take this fucking call. Area code 617. What you want, goddammit?
What's going on, bro? Good show. You know what I'm saying? Love it. But Some Nation Entertainment. But I just wanted to say, man, like, listen, like, we all feel bad for them. Nobody wants to be put in that position. So we could sympathize with them on that level. However, man, there's a certain, you know, it was getting kind of, like I said, hip-hop is doing a kind of like a reset because shit was getting, stuff was getting kind of crazy. So now you're going to see things like this happening. And it's just the natural order of things. It's just going to reset. And like you were saying, like, why would you incriminate yourself like that after you do so much to get out the hood? You know what I'm saying? And I know it could be hard for some brothers to, you know what I'm saying? You're doing the transitioning, but you make the necessary steps to make sure you separate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're making money like that and you're doing good for your community. You got to learn to separate yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Go ahead. Continue.
You know what I'm saying? So I think this, while it's hard for us to watch and we sympathize with them, it's kind of a, like, it's a teachable moment, and sometimes it might be at the detriment of these brothers doing some time. You know what I'm saying? So I hope it's everybody's watching now. So I hope it's a learning experience for people who's coming up or people who might be in the same predicament. Getting your money, learn to separate the lies. You know what I'm saying? Even if you come up with it, you could still separate yourself, because way back we had gangster rap. We had Ice Cube. We had all those dudes. Those dudes are doing, look at 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? So we can't say it's gangster rap. We can't blame it on that. We have a whole bunch of guys who came up, was doing gangster rap, and look where they at now. So it's just about applying yourself and doing the right thing. Sometimes learn from your mistake, but learn from other people's mistake as well. So I hope this is a perfect example that serves. So when you get an opportunity, make the best of it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he better. It. Hey, man,
he
I'm going to say.
And,
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't think it's looking good for them either, because, you know, like everybody's saying that they're trying to use the lyrics to convict these brothers, but it's not that. They're using the lyrics in conjunction with what they have as fact already. So they're just making a case for the jury. When the jury, you know, what do you think the jury's going to say when they hear that? They hear that these guys committed these crimes, and now they're rapping about it, and they being so specific with, like you said, with social media, incriminating yourself, lyrics, the actual, they're going to match everything up. So it's not just the lyrics. It's just everything in one whole gumbo that makes it look that bad. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, I wish him the best.
Hey, man, thank you for your call, King.
No doubt.
Peace. I'm going to go to area code 213. Hold on, Callie. Crazy K always sending me some shit. This is from CNN. This is Sergio, I should call him now. All right? This is Gunna on CNN about snitching, something like that. So I haven't heard it. I just got sent this. We're going to play that in a minute. Let me take this last phone call. We're going to get right into this. Area code 213 from Cali was really good. Area code 213. What's up, family? Okay, going once, going twice, man. Are you on that Cali Bud? What's popping? What's goody? Oh, I put you on hold. My ADHD kicking in. All right, so let me bring this all the way back. I don't know about the story, but thanks, Crazy K.
I mean, it's a murder case. No one wants to go down for it. No one.
Devonte Benton's younger cousin, Sergio Kitchens, says Benton is on trial for murder simply because his friends turned on him.
Just go to see, like, you ain't got no real friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? I learned from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not happy that it happened, but, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of good to see that, be on the outside looking in.
Kitchens is now a member of the neighborhood rap group SPC, known as Shady Park Click, like his cousin once was.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's why it's come back to that street word, snitch. No one's going to be labeled as a snitch. I don't want to tell on him because somebody might try to come kill me or someone in my family.
Kitchens says Benton first lied to police because he didn't want to rat out another member, Clarence Carter.
Everybody, like, know, like, the streets know. So everybody looking at it like it was wrong because this man would let my family member, you know what I'm saying, go down for something he did.
Right. Kitchens claims Benton and Carter were both wearing red the night Jasmine Lynn was shot.
It was just a coincidence of how it was put out. Like, they actually had on the same exact color. Okay. He just had on the hood, and Devo didn't. He had on a regular shirt.
Kitchens believes that mistaken identity played a big role in this case, and he knows one thing for sure, that his cousin is innocent.
And it's not right because you think you have one in jail for the crime, but it's not the right guy.
That's okay. She sent me another video. Hold on, let me just play this real quick. And
Checklist is a service.
Now this is a video where he's
legally clear, Sam.
Where he's responding to the video that we just saw, and he's denying snitching on that video. After the CNN video resurfaced. So we're going to go to Hip Hop DX. So subscribe to that channel.
Okay, guys. So
I really don't like playing other people's channels like that. But I will do that for the, I don't really know them like that. Where we at? Right here. So let's check this out. Y'all niggas in the chat crazy.
Get this. Gunna addressed allegations of snitching in an interview with The Breakfast Club. After a video of him participating in a CNN interview on No Snitch Culture resurfaced online, the YSL Records artist attempted to clarify the situation when asked about it by Charlamagne Tha God. Over the past 6 months, rival rappers Sauce Walker and Tech have provided a signal boost to the snitching claims against the Young Thug protege.
Do I get in y'all business? No, I do not. Do I talk about how you motherfuckers said, oh, goddamn, why?
Well, he walked around the loop.
Although Gunna doesn't deny appearing in the video that spread on social media, he says it has nothing to do with the Crime Stoppers program or him snitching. Man, I don't know what the f*** that's about, he said. I don't. Man, Crime Stopper where? I ain't never stopped a crime. Never. Gunna explained, yes, that's me, but that wasn't on no Crime Stopper. I don't know what the hell think about because I wasn't in no case or nothing. So what, even saying, oh, you snitched on who? I was never in no case. See what I'm saying? But you know, that'd be going back to the internet. I really don't be feeding into it because motherfuckers don't know. I'm really from the streets. Where I'm from, if you snitch, bro, that's the paperwork. It's the document. All that cap don't be about nothing. In the CNN clip, Gunna talked about his cousin, Devonnie Benton, being on trial for murder in 2010. At the time, the 300 Entertainment rapper said Benton was wrongfully charged for the 2009 fatal shooting of 19-year-old Jasmine Lynn. According to him, his cousin initially refused to snitch on the actual gunman. My cousin went to jail, he told the Breakfast Club. Little girl got killed. My cousin went to jail for it. Another went to the court and said my cousin did it, but my cousin didn't do it. That was what I was putting them on. Y'all got the wrong. This is my cousin. My cousin got a life sentence right now to this day. Although he denies snitching due to the lack of paperwork, his CNN interview does point the finger at another man. Clarence Carter, the person Gunna's cousin later testified was responsible for the shooting, is mentioned in the piece. This man let my family member go down for something he did, he said in 2010. So what do you guys think? Do you believe Gunna about not snitching, or do you still think he snitched? Let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Hit that subscribe button and notification bell to stay up to date all.
Woo, that's a lot, man. That's a lot, man. Wow. How I'm gonna formulate these words? I'll just say, damn, nigga. Oh, man. His cousin. See, that's why I got to pose the question. What would you do? You know, because our culture is kind of crazy. Would you let your cousin go down for a crime he didn't commit? I think if his cousin wasn't going to snitch on a person who actually done it, you should keep your mouth shut because evidently he done sealed his own fate. He already came to grips with what the rest of his life was going to look like. If your cousin is fine with it, you shouldn't say anything. Because our culture is crazy. Yo, this whole shit crazy, son. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Area code 213. Are you there now? Are you high off?
Y'all fellas, y'all need to be careful.
213, what's up?
Everybody man? Have a lot to say in the booty hole lifestyle.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Xavier.
213, man.
You need to keep... That's shameful. If a person... booty hole is that big.
What?
And who you think want to be with somebody with a booty hole like that?
What?
Your booty hole going to be the size of the Grand Canyon. And that's a big place out there in Phoenix City, Arizona. That's a big old hole. That's shameful.
Wait.
If a person's booty hole is that big.
Oh, nah, let me cut you off right now. I don't know what's going on. Jesus, please take the wheel over there. I don't know what assholes he's looking at. Okay, but that nigga need help. All right? I'm not even going to touch that, baby. Yeah, he's definitely trolling. Yeah, what the fuck, son? Yeah, let's keep it pushing. This nigga weird, son. That shit was crazy. That was really, really weird, man. Yeah, he'll be all right, though. God bless him in his peanut butter. All right? Now, listen, everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like for the algorithms. And thank you, Chris, Carolyn, for the super chat. If y'all would like to show love and donate to the platform, please make sure y'all show some love to the platform. All right? I will appreciate it. But this is Young Dolph's. This is crazy. They actually don't show what you call that diagram of the body and where the holes were at, because I skimmed through this already. But let's go. this thing. I'm pretty sure some of y'all seen this stuff already. I haven't until earlier today. So, and I said from before. So if I say something, let me just say this real quick. If I say some things, you'd be like, damn, you just now finding out? Let me just clear the air now. I told y'all from before, I wanted to fall back because there was a lot of people yoga stretching and just creating unnecessary shit. And this is some real street shit too. So me personally, I fell back from it and let the police do their job. But something told me last night, I'm like, yo, you know what? What the fuck is going on with the Young Dolph thing? If something came over on my Instagram, I'm about to show y'all that too. Just give me a second. If y'all haven't seen it, this shit is crazy. All right. So you may hear some things, you'll be like, damn, you just now finding out or whatever it is, I don't give a fuck. I'm just letting y'all know now. All right, let's go. Shit. Rest in peace to Young Dolph, that's number one. And that girl Gloria, I heard some a rap with her and her girls rhyming on a beat. Shit is pretty good. Gloria, she signed to CMG, signed to Yo Gotti, and I actually seen the video. It was pretty good. It was all right. It was not bad. It was okay. I give it. It wasn't bad. You know what I mean? She said some shit years ago. I think like 2-3 years ago or some time ago, that Young Dolph is better than Yo Gotti. She said a few names, but she said Yo Gotti. But now she's signed under Yo Gotti. So that's, you know, that's a little bit weird. But anyway, we already know what happened to him. He wasn't cremated. Okay, gunshot wounds to the head and neck and torso. All right. So check it out. Gunshot wounds of the torso right back. Now I got to go to that scene again. I haven't pulled up that scene, so... Let me X some of this stuff. I really don't want to go through the pictures. That's a lot. But let me X this out. I got a lot of windows up. So I'll find it in a minute. So the torso gunshot wounds right back, right lower back, left back. Now, when I look at the left, as I read through these documents, it said that some of the injury wounds could look exactly like how the exit wounds are. So it could be almost, I don't want to, please don't quote me on this, probably undetermined on whether what was the injury or exit, but it did say that down there. They use another word, but we're going to get to it. So as I'm looking at this, it's making me think like, it had to be somebody inside as well. You know what I mean? But the right back. So that means he had to have been shot from the back. So it was supposed to be he was standing from what she, I keep forgetting her name. This is how far removed I'm from the case. The daughter of Maurice, what's the last name? Hill. Forgot her name. I'm not looking in the chat, so I'm pretty sure y'all throwing her name in there. But throw her name for namesake. So how his position was, how will he be getting shot in the right back? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, the left back, his left is towards the store. You know what I mean? It's like the inside of the store. You understand what I'm saying? Because he got shot from, they said he got shot from the outside. He shot through the glass, the left back. Like, if you picturing his position as he was alive standing up in that store, because the girl said, the young girl that was working, she said that he ordered the cookies and he stepped back from the register, from the counter, and stepped to the side and started looking down at his phone. Him and the person that he was with was looking in their phones. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just picturing. I got to get the inside look of inside. Let me see the chat right now. Raven, thank you, y'all. Thank you. All right, let me get back to it. Thank you, Raven. All right. Left chest, left abdomen. I can't pronounce that word. All right. Track 4 injuries, upper lobe, the right lung, left lobe of the liver, spleen, thoracic, whatever, small intestine, right third intercostal space, the ninth, tenth ribs, the right seventh and eighth ribs, T8, T9 vertebrae, vertebral body, diaphragm, contusions of the lower lobe of the left lung. The bullet core fragment, right chest, largest fragment recovered. Interest, right back. So, let me go to the fucking, All right, let me go to Google Earth real quick. Hold on. As I'm doing it, I have to try to get a clear picture of how this man was standing. Give me a second, y'all. All this shit is fucking crazy. 213, you calling back? I'll take your call real quick. Make it quick. Area code 213, you on the air. Oh, nah.
Man,
I'm glad I cut you off when I did. I see the crazy stuff? I don't know what's going on, but you're going to be all right, brother. You're going to be all right. Hold on, everybody. This thing loading up. It's loading up because I'm going to go to the actual scene, too. So give me a second. It's pulling up. Let's go to something Airways. The Makita's Cookies. Yep. Here we go. Let me share my screen over here. I don't even think they still open. Are they still open? Damn, I'm at the old pictures. But at the end of the day, he was laying on his back. His head was here. His arm was out. I don't want to go to the pictures, but I will. Y'all just got to give me a little bit of time. So he had to have been, his right side was facing outside, facing the parking lot when he got shot, because he was laid down right here by the window. So how is he getting shot in the fucking left back? Somebody had to be inside. Let me see if somebody is, area code 661. Are you speaking about Dolph?
Man, you got this masculine, freaky DL brother on the west side of Detroit. Man, I'm just trying to find some masculine DL brothers that want to hook up right now.
Wow, son. Wow. Let's not even entertain that. It's just weird people in the world, man, that just need some attention. You're going to be all right, whoever you are, man. Just smoke some K2, man. Everything will be all right with you, fam. Just take one good pull, and you're going to be just fucking fine on a fucking gurney. Like, come on, fam. All right, fractures, spinous process, da-da-da-da. Injuries to tongue, skeletal muscle, right mandible, comminuted fracture, alveolar, velar fractures, multiple bullet fragments, right jaw, multiple recovered gunshot wounds in the upper extremities, right anterior forearm. That's a lot, man. All right, now, guns, the upper extremities, right? Wrist, right wrist. Track undetermined. Under skin, right radius, right ulna, skeletal muscle. Right forearm, track undetermined. Track via skin and skeletal muscles. Left anterior forearm. Now, we're talking about choppers. AR-15, these bullets is .223. That's the caliber of the bullet. .223. These shits, it's the same gun that the dude from the Boston Killer. That shit rips through bodies. It goes through your body like butter. like literally rips through your body like butter. So those bullets could have went in and went through and through. You feel me? But something is still skeptical about that. But far as with the left, coming from the left, because it's something, if it's coming from the left, it has to be, the entry wound has to come from the right and go out through the left. But that's why it says the right chin, because he got shot in the face as well, got shot in the mouth, in the tongue, in the neck and shit like that from the right side. That means that's from the outside. But I wish I could do a reenactment, but I'll be getting on camera soon. But I got to take it back upstairs. I'm downstairs right now. All right. Left anterior forearm, track downward. So it's downward. So that's downward. That means somebody is standing over you. It's coming from an upward position. You at a lower position. Downward. That is the trajectory of the fucking bullet. Track downward, backward, and leftward. Track via to end blindly in the soft tissue. Left anterior forearm, track downward, backward, rightward. Track via skin to end blindly, so the da-da-da. Right post, okay. The right axilla. It's something else I was trying to get to. Where that's at? Okay, all right. Other injuries, gunshot-related wounds, head, neck, upper extremities, chest, punctate, abrasions, left arm, forearm, lacerations, multiple, abrasions, multiple, remote bullets, left thigh, right lobe liver, right thigh, left thigh. Could have came through the left and got stuck in the liver, is recovered. All this shit is crazy. Remote bullet base, right buttock, recovered. Gunshot wounds to the head, neck, torso. The gunshot entrance. All right. There's a gunshot entrance wound of the right back. So he was probably standing. I got to get the inside of the fucking shot. Inside of Makita Cookies. And then, okay. All right. I don't know if this is the right shot. I'm going to find a video. Hold on. All I saw is that him. Hold on. And they still don't have the fucking video yet. Let's see. Okay. We gotta get a good video of this shit. Hold on, I'm trying to look up something. Y'all just bear with me, all right? If anybody have a good picture of the inside, y'all send that shit to me. DM me or something. Put the link in the chat. I'm trying to see something real quick. Want to make a point. I like to visually make a point, okay? So just give me a second. Let me see something. Business and marriage. Oh, damn. I'm 818 area code.
I am a plain guy, okay? Very capable, and I love.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all weirdo ass niggas, man? Anyway, let me keep reading, but I'm going to try to find the I got the inside, but it's from the outside, just looking on the outside of outside of the business. But anyway, there's a gunshot entrance wound on the right of the right back. There's a gunshot wound of the right back. There is a gunshot wound on the right lower back. There is a gunshot entrance wound of the right back. There is a gunshot entrance wound on the left back. The left, when I hear left, it makes me feel like it came from the inside, or somebody got inside and was shooting like from the counter, from coming out the back. Something, because that's the entry wound, an entrance wound. If you're looking at how his body was laid there, how his arm was hanging out, that means he's on his back. His right, his whole right side is facing outside of the business. How there's a left entry wound? If the picture shows them niggas was shooting outside, quote unquote, allegedly two men shot from the parking lot, shooting through the window. How is there a left entrance wound? That's just my POV. But let's continue. There is a gunshot entrance wound of the left back. There is a gunshot entrance wound of the left back. There is a gunshot entrance wound of the left back. There is a gunshot entrance wound on the left back. There is a gunshot exit wound of the left chest. There is a gunshot exit wound of the left abdomen. There is a gunshot exit wound of the left abdomen. So he's getting, allegedly, getting shot from the outside and in the inside. This is all an allegation. This is all an assumption, okay? So I won't say it all as facts, but we are reading and we are coming up with our own conclusion, okay? Again, this is a legitimate assumption, a legitimate speculation due to what we are reading. I'm not saying this for y'all who's here now. I'm saying it for the ones in the back that need that extra push. I'm talking to the extra push niggas. All right? So the gunshot wound of the right chin. There are gunshot wounds of the right neck. That means that's coming from the outside. When we hear right, picture coming from the gunman that's on the outside, because far as what we see, they never went inside. They got him from the outside. Check. So when we hear the left, me, how I am thinking, I'm not trying to persuade y'all judgment. I'm thinking that it had that left entrance coming from the left. And I'm talking about the entrance, because if you're getting shot from the right and those kind of bullets, it rips through. So it's going to go out the left. Okay, so I'm trying to put all in perspective. But if they're saying the entrance gunshot wound is from the left, I would have to believe somebody was shooting from the inside. But that's my assumption. I could be wrong, but that's just me. The gunshot wound of the right chin, the gunshot wounds of the right neck, the gunshot wound of the right arm, the gunshot wound of the right axilla. There is a gunshot wound of the right anterior forearm. There is a gunshot wound of the right forearm. There is a gunshot wound of the right wrist. There is a gunshot wound of the right wrist. Da, 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 da. There's a gunshot wound. All right. There is a 2x0.9 gunshot related wound of the forehead. Wow. There's a 3 centimeter. All right. There's a 3x0.9 centimeter gunshot related wound of the forehead. Damn, so wow. There was a 2-point related wound of the right neck. There was a 1x0.4 centimeter gunshot related wound to the left temple. Left, see? Wow. To the left temple. They would have said a exit wound. I don't know. There was a 1.5x0.5 gunshot related wound to the left face. Family, come on, bro. Let me just read, because it's gonna take a minute, because I read most of this some hours ago, but it's registering now more than it was some hours ago, so y'all bear with me, all right? There was 11x8 centimeter around the gunshot related wounds and abrasions of the right shoulder. Slit gunshot related to the right chest. There was a 3x2 centimeter gunshot related wounds of the right chest. Gunshot related to the upper right back. There was a the lower related gunshot to the lower back. There's a right lower back. Damn, that's a lot. That's a lot. Just, wow. Small laceration of the nose. There's a linear red abrasion of the red, of the nose. Detailed description of injuries, wound, blah, 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 blah. The gunshot entries the right back associated with the midline. The home is a 10 by 10 millimeter. The round focally inverted edges. So the edges have a brazen ring measuring 5 millimeter in the greatest dimension. Da, 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 da. B, the gunshot the right back. Located with no powder, stipple, or soot. Or soot is identified. There was a gunshot all back. Yeah, man, they wow, man, it's damn, man, they did my boy. They did him dirty, family. They did him dirty, son. Wow. Gunshot wounds to the head and neck. There's a gunshot wound to the right chin. A story process, 5 centimeter right anterior midline. The hole measures 70 by 60 millimeters. It is irregularly round and minimal to no abrasion ring. No powder, stipple, or soot is identified. Right neck. Okay. Because they tend to repeat a lot of, you know, the same things. Upper extremities, we read that no projectile was associated with this wound. We done pretty much rest on that. Let's external examination. Mom, not a parent. Eyes, hair, tattoos. Wow. External shoulder body, a well developed man. The corneas are slightly cloudy. The conjunctiva and slurry and a tan, white, and free of hemorrhage and whatever the fuck. The detention is natural. The ears are pierced for earrings. The chest and abdomen are symmetrical. The external genitalia are uninjured. The lower extremities are unremarkable. There are bullet fragments in the right jaw, a bullet in the lower mid-back, a remote bullet in the right liver, a remote bullet in the left thigh, bullet core fragment in the right chest, remote bullet in the right buttock. Oh, wow. Mm. 36-year-old wounds at the head and neck and torso. With consideration of the investigation, all time we find is the cause of the death, gunshot wounds in the head and neck, torso, a manner of death is homicide. Inches exit. So this is pretty much the last page. This is basically the full autopsy, but they don't give the diagram of the actual body where it is. It just writes it down. I guess that's how they do out there. I'm not sure. But yeah, this is fucking crazy, family. You read it all. There is a diagram. Is it no? I don't see none. We just went through the whole thing. No, there's no diagram of the body. No. But that's crazy, man. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Give me 1 second, y'all. 1 second. All right, we're going to go to some videos real quick. Reed, what part? What part are you talking about, Streets? I just read this part. I just read that part. What part are you talking about? What part? Anyway, let me pull this up. I've been here an hour and a half. Nobody ain't show love yet. Nobody ain't show love to the platform. Y'all niggas is crazy, son. Word. Let me go to this real quick. Hold on, man. Here we are. Oh, shit, that bitch is, that's crazy. All right, we're going to go to this platform right here. Hold on. Yeah, this is crazy, man. Now, this person has been doing some digging. Some digging. Yeah, hurry up, Mega. Go right ahead. I'm just saying, y'all entertain, and, you know, it's not no problem, but damn, man, y'all, it's like y'all niggas don't show no fucking love to the platform, son. Like, if y'all, I know y'all entertain. If you're not, you would not be here. It is not about entertainment, but I guess that's the wrong word to use, but you enjoying and being attentive to the content. Like, wow, son. Y'all, it's been like that for a little couple of weeks now, man. I'm trying to figure out, what, am I doing something wrong, nigga? That's crazy. But call in, Mega. Hurry up real quick if you want to call in, family. Without the inside surveillance tape footage, we would never know how he was standing in the store. Right. But at the end of the day, the way it looks like, I'm only going by the way his body was laying at the, you know, at the scene. His arm was out, so his whole right side fell down. Was he close by the window when they shot him and he was, like, in his phone? Or did somebody come in and shoot from the left side and he wound up going near the window and fell down and the niggas just came up on the right side from the outside? It was just blasting him. You know what I'm saying? It's really crazy. It's you know, it's crazy. So let me see. All right, Mega, what's good? You on the line?
What's good, man?
Shit, I'm getting tired now. Bad.
Yeah, I did catch you late, but I did just want to say, basically, man, when it comes to the part of, like, the bullet wounds and all that, the entry and exit wounds, like you said, you know I'm in school for this shit, so a rifle round moves real fast, you know, and Dolph is slim. So if you think about when the bullets first hit, I can guarantee you, bro, the first, like, when they say whatever side he got hit on first, them joints spun. So the next entry wounds, the reason why I was on the opposite side in the back is because it spun him around. Then you got to think he fell to the ground and they kept shooting. I think the part about him being by the window, remember they said his brother, whoever that was with him, tried to, like, right, grab him and pick him up and, like, started. So I think when he was, I think him being at the window, that picture that everybody saw was from where he got dragged to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that's where, like, the actual where he fell. But I really think, son, like, the, like you said, niggas had choppers, man. I just think when them, because I mean, like I said, like, you know, just when the other day when you were showing the Jalen video, did you see how when he was on the ground, how he was rolling when they were shooting him? And that's handguns,
right,
yo.
Right.
Rifle rounds move about two times the speed of a handgun, yo. So, Like I said, the first bullet to spin a nigga around, the first one, and then they, so you got, and they probably, it's two niggas shooting, so it was probably like, bop, 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 like, and they, if they aim was on all three of them, them shit's turning you around, son, before you even fall. Them shit's spinning you before you even fall. If they were shooting quick, them shit's to spin you, like, so I could see how, like, them entry and exit wounds gonna look crazy. When a nigga gets shot and fall and continues to get shot, man, them entry and exit wounds is, they everywhere, yo.
Right, and you may mix them up on what is the entry or the exit wound as well, right?
Well, I don't think they did that because, you know, entry wounds and exit wounds look real different. The entry wound is a lot smaller because the bullet is going
and the
right.
Exit wound, boom,
exit is kind
big.
Of blown out, yeah. It's a lot bigger. So they don't know, like, even, like, you know, and this is what I wanted to tell you, too. Like, I just wanted to say this. When they get into them forensics and all of that, man, nigga, they can tell the trajectory that the bullet traveled. They can know how close it was. You know what I'm saying? So they would know if the bullets came from inside somebody would have been a lot closer than somebody outside.
So I think they would know that. I think that would and either if they know something like that, they just not mention it because it's an ongoing investigation. But I just really think
because they saying left entry wound. He got a few left entry of, you know, bullet wounds, you know what I mean? The entrance of the bullet coming in from the left side. So they already said it, so that, what the fuck? It has to be as they was claiming it to be or assuming it to be early on in the case that somebody had to come in from the inside as well. He got shot from on the inside of the store. What's your thoughts about whether he got shot in or the outside? What would you think?
Personally, I'm just trying to go off what, you know, what they kind of showed us. So I'm just going off because, you know, they're not saying that no rounds came from. They're claiming that the rounds now, whether them two niggas shot or not, they claim that the rounds that they supposedly got, the guns they supposedly got with them niggas locking them up, it's supposedly the round matched the bullets that shot. So if we're going to go by that and they show them from the front, I really think he got hit from the front, bro, and got just spun all around, son, like, and just got, you know, rolled around, like, by the bullets and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I really think. I really think he got hit from the front through the glass and all of that, and this shit's just spun around. And then, like they were saying, when they was describing some of the bullets, like, when bullets hit glass, they can tumble, start to flip or whatever, so it hit the body different. But I just still think, you know, at close, that's close range still for a rifle. You know, rifles is like good for 100 to 300 yards away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when you're talking about, we're talking about 10, 15 feet, man, like that's why I say, man, them shit just tearing a nigga up, yo. I just really think he got hit from the front and just got spun all around and, you know, on the ground, and they kept, because, you know, like, even how I showed the bullet holes low in the glass, I think they hit him up. I think the first, like I said, the first shots probably spun him around. And I really think, personally, I think his back was turned. That's why the first shots is in the back. I think his back was turned. And
right.
They hit him, and it was like that turn around, the shock and look and that pressure hitting you. Like I say, that's a lot of pounds of pressure, man. That shit is like 1,000 pounds of pressure, man, every bullet. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that shit spin you around, then you get hit in the front, then you fall, and then they keep shooting. I just think, like I said, I just really think, you know, that's what I think. I think his back was turned. They came up, caught him with, like you said, both niggas were looking at their phone. That's a terrible thing, too, but both niggas looking at their phone, caught you head down, back up, pop, pop, pop. You look up, you know what I'm saying? You fall down. Because I really think probably that the hand shots probably ain't hit, but he was on the ground, yo. Now you just shooting. Now he down. You just shooting. You just shooting at the ground, waving back and forth. But I think the first shots was, like they said, the body, they shot for the body first. I think the first shots was like, the way you was reading, like them right, them shots in the right upper back, them entry, I think that was those was the first shots that hit him. And then I think he got spine, and everything else is just melee after that.
Yeah, man. That shit crazy, son. All right, man. But, you know, I appreciate you, King.
No doubt, bro.
All right, my nigga. Mega Bills.
Right, yeah, I just peace, bro.
One. All right, so let's go to Raven.
It happened the way that I think it happened, but my instincts, like everything in the pit of my stomach, is telling me that
Somebody we know leaked this shit.
I really hope that this shit did not happen the way that I think it happened, but my instincts, like everything in the pit of my stomach, is telling me that
Somebody we know leaked this shit.
Make sure my shit. Now, we're going to continue to go through some of this, all right?
Wow. Y'all made this connection. What does any of this have to do with what happened to Young Dolph? Like, how are y'all steering away from that, you know? So I'm going to say this in the nicest way possible. And I know you watching this. If I find out, that you had something to do with this information that these people are claiming to have and all these connections that they think they have, you and I are going to talk. I'm just trying to figure out how y'all made this connection. I'm not sure who leaked or exposed or trying to expose or whatever y'all trying to do when it comes to my sister. I'm not really sure how my sister's name got involved the way that it did.
This page has really, I'm not going to say I agree with everything that I see. I was born at night, not last night. It's just a few things that make you go, All right. So I'm going to go, I was looking at this last night. And I'm about to put my stuff on Spotify, too. So that's how I kind of bumped into this. So I was trying to, you know, maneuver some things, try to do some, you know, get a podcast going on Spotify. So, and a couple of other things I won't mention. But I was just going through this, and I'm seeing that someone is trying to make a correlation to what's going on. I'm not sure how accurate it is, you know, but it was just something I just thought that I should share. Now, let me just say this for my disclaimer. When I'm showing you, I'm not saying that there's any truth or non-truth to this. I am objective and just showing some of the people that what's being said out there. It could be true. It could not be true. All of this is allegations and assumptions. And that's pretty much all I can say. So I'm not blaming anyone or anything. I'm just showing what caught my attention. So it's up to the people to believe what they want to. So that is my disclaimer. So I just want to get that out the way first and foremost. But it says Maury Hills Jr. hat can be seen under the photo that was passed over the original after he dressed in the Bass Pro hat and hoodie to frame straight drop. Now, I'm not saying that it could be some yoga stretching going on here. I'm not sure because I've been trying to talk to this person a while ago, but you can't send that person any messages. So you could try to reach out. There's no way you could reach out to this person, whoever this person is, Young Dolph Unsolved. And I remember that Raven, her brother had that interview on that Ratchet TV, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, you kind of tell his elevator didn't go all the way to the top because he was just basically, like, leaning into the questions, not knowing, you know, what he was answering. So I don't know if they're trying to say that they have the same shoe size as some right here. All of this, again, this is all allegedly. And this is, a lot of people have been watching this, so I am not the only one. So I'm just saying that, just to put that out there. All right? So, High Raven, you've been decoded by the masses. You are nothing. We told you fat ass. You will repeat. Absolutely no one escapes the Rico games. So I don't know if he's trying to. Well, he's trying to insinuate that that's her. I'm not gonna agree or disagree. We all don't know. So whoever this person is that's trying to put this stuff together is really trying to figure this one out. I tell you that. So they're trying to say that this person, whoever this person is, was changing his clothes inside of a police car. Now you know what the Bass Pro Shooter never were at the crime scene or whatever. But it says, now you know that the Bass Pro Shooter never the crime scene. All right, so we have to fill in the blanks. We proudly uphold the integrity of our investigation and the evidence we present as bad as we want this. That paper round Woo. In this particular frame, it isn't Woo. It isn't. Woo was used as a fake shooter runaway. We have absolute proof that this man is Morris Hill Jr. Remember, we proved that the real killers wore aprons. So they're saying the killers wore aprons. This evidence already proves that the Bass Pro Shooter was in the backseat of this police car at the crime section in front of Rita Myers, Dolphin's family, Raven Winton, and the Makita's family. This is Cato's two times brother, Morris Jr., and the sky, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how true this stuff is, but this person been making some serious connections, I guess. Like I told y'all, I am very far removed from what's going on. Totally far removed. So, okay.
A shooting that happened at the Family Dollar, which is right door to where young Dolph was shot yesterday. We understand from witnesses the shooting happened near that Honda there. The person was outside the vehicle. They were shot in the leg in an apparent drive-by shooting. At the time, there were about 30 to 40 fans out here. There's still about a dozen here, but we understand that they scattered when those shots were fired. Police are on the scene investigating, so for the time being, fans cannot get any closer to this store to lay more items there to honor the life of young Dolph. Of course, we will stay with the story and bring you any. We understand from witnesses the shooting happened near that Honda there. The person was outside the vehicle. They were shot in the leg in an apparent drive-by shooting. At the time, there were about 30 to 40 fans out here. There's still about a dozen here, but we understand that they scattered when those shots were fired. Police are on the scene investigating, so for the time being, fans cannot get any closer here. There's still about a dozen here, but we understand that they scattered when those shots were fired. We see her on the scene investigating, so for the time being, fans cannot get any closer to this store.
I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I at some point, I was looking like this motherfucker is reaching like a motherfucker. I really don't know. And I seen somebody say in the chat that they seen a video of somebody actually playing the shooting. So if you have it, let me know. God damn it, shit. Rico United. This shit is crazy, son. Wait. Wow. What? Okay. Look, you see the person's long foot. It has the sweatpants, the shoes. I mean, it does look like some correlation there. I don't know. But y'all look at it. There's a shooter in there in the cop car. You have the same, you know what I mean? It looks the same, like the same thing they got on. It's like, I don't know. What's your thoughts on that? That should look kind of crazy, though. I don't know. Okay, I don't hear nothing. Let me see.
They say about dead, y'all. Damn, I can't believe this shit.
As you look at the windows, right? As you look at the windows, they had to hit him when he was already down on the ground. You see there's pieces of the window, right? How is it all of this glass is gone? Check it out. All of that is gone. Blown out. But you can clearly see the picture of people, the two shooters shooting from the outside. So they were shooting downward at him because he was already down. So he had my observation from just looking at this. He probably got shot from the inside because how all of the windows, both of the windows is knocked out, but still windows right here. There's still glass open right here. Well, this is kind of, if we can see that this is kind of blown out, but that's on the bottom because you still see that cop's reflection right here, or the reflection right here. That's a reflection. So a mirror is still there, so they shooting while he's already on the ground. So how is these windows you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
You see, no windows there, but you can see the officer standing there through the glass. How is this glass shot out?
Y'all, they say dumb dead. Right up
here on Elway's kitchen. I could see this being knocked down because they are shooting, pointing down because he's already down.
I'm talking about, I was just standing.
Am I making sense? I have to make sense. Exactly. That's crazy.
Out here just seeing this shit.
And I'm really paying attention now. As much as I've seen this video, I didn't look at it like that.
If we're on airway in the kitchen. I'm talking about, I was just standing out here just seeing this shit.
Look at that. That the windows is gone. Both of them. It's impossible. No way. It had to be from the inside. How these motherfuckers shooting? Y'all already know the picture. Y'all can picture it. These motherfuckers is right here outside in the parking lot shooting down. None of these glasses is out. How is it these is out? It makes no sense, huh? Something had to happen on the inside, fam. Oh, wow, son.
Talking about bad, good man. Damn. Oh, wait. I never seen no shit like this. Oh, my God.
Oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. They say this out. They say this out. They say this out. I'm talking about them folks is mine. They mother and I love. And now they want to block me. Yeah. Nah, I'm not ready. That's what I had to get.
She said they the boy wasn't paying attention. They was trying to order food. Hold on. They had a security to the to be protecting him. He wasn't paying attention. He was looking at the stove, whatever. He was looking at the food. They seen exactly what the fuck happened.
I'm trying to get this in while they trying to cover some shit up. I want to see him on the scratcher to be for sure that's him. Oh, hell no. Damn. I'm talking about, I'm just not, I'm talking about this shit crazy. I'm standing right at the fucking store seeing all this shit happen, like, in front of me. Man. Okay, well, they being petty, y'all. I gotta go. They talking about, we ain't no witness. We gotta go. Yes, man. We just had 50 shots while we was at the shelf, fool. Let me go. They talking about, if I ain't no witness, they gonna block my car in.
You heard me. I ain't seen nothing.
Sit down, okay. I gotta go, yeah. They, but they say that they say that they dog, they just killed them. I'm talking about they man was dead, yeah. I ain't never seen no shit like it. I'm talking about my first time in my ever life, my whole life, ever seeing some shit like this. My whole life. They want us to leave the scene and shit because they blocking my, they blocking us out and shit. I'm finna roll.
Hold this back.
The doctor, he dead, yeah. They just shot it. It was some niggas that pull up and just let out over 50 shots. I'm talking about busted. I'm talking about, I'm standing, we want to go down there, babe. We at the shelves and shit. And me and my baby getting out the car. And I'm talking about before I even got to the door, shelves go open up the door and shit. Bop, bop, I'm talking about all you hear gunshots. So I'm looking. Come here, I'm grabbing my baby to see where they coming from and shit. I'm looking and see that it's over at the washer that I was just at yesterday and shit. It's the cookie shop next door to the washer. They busting at them. I'm talking about busting, number shot. Two fucking cars full of niggas. Pull up all black. One car was a white two-row joint. I didn't see the other one, but I seen niggas running and ducking and shit. And they were saying something about the security guard was trying to help them or was doing something. But ain't no security guards up there. Ain't no security. cemetery, like nobody up there but the nigga that's laying dead. And they say that dog car and shit, so I don't know. But that shit crazy. That shit just really just scared the fuck out of me, real talk. Like, hell no. I'm talking about shaking so fucking bad. And my baby that Romeo, he just, y'all just heard some shots that shell old bitch got. Yes, we just heard this shit. I'm talking about we were just standing in the middle of that shit. The Mexicans and shells and shit, baby, they running out the door. I'm trying to get me a tail in the store. They running out the damn store. Trying to see what's going on. Man, get y'all ass out the way. Them folks shooting. And I'm going to fuck where they shooting at. Them folks just shoot. But they say that's dope. I don't know. They say that's it, yeah. They shoot right? They say dog dead. They made us leave the scene. They was like, yo, we ain't no witness or nothing. We had to leave the scene and shit, so everybody just really pulled out. They really they got witnesses up there. But it's broad fucking daylight. Who ain't seen? I'm talking about who ain't seen that shit? Everybody just seen that shit on their way. And that shit crazy. That shit got me mine, like, fucking shocked. I'm spooked. Hell no, man. I'm so just killed. I don't know if it's true or not, but they say that dog dead, yeah. I don't know if it's true or not, but there was the witnesses. Well, them folks just said dog dead. They said dog dead. I got videos on Snapchat of the nigga dead laying on the ground and shit. I don't know if it's him or not, but I zoomed in real close to see. So if whoever can identify him and say that it's him, y'all can, I don't know, but they say that's gone. I don't know.